This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can also get more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And again, I want to start the program off by explaining that I am not the Forbidden Doctor. That's a name we came up with based on the idea that the doctor that is inside of you, that was created at the time of your conception, that guided the building of your body inside your mother in your earliest development, and continues with you to this day as long as you are, you know, your heart's beating and your lungs are breathing, is this intelligence, this doctor deep inside you that knows how to heal your wounds. It knows how to make sure that the gases are exchanged properly in your lungs when you breathe, that your digestion works the way it does, that your immune system works the way that it does. There's a philosophy in healing out there that life is loaded up with a bunch of landmines in front of us as we go through the years of our growing older. And if we can avoid those landmines, we can live to a ripe old age without any kinds of problems. There's another philosophy that says that there's this vitalistic force inside of us, that as long as that vitalistic force is taken care of in the sense of a good and proper balanced nutrition, plenty of rest, clean water, and good living in the sense of your attitude about life, doesn't matter how many landmines you run across, you're going to recover, you're going to heal quickly, and you're going to get onto a ripe old age without being full of chemicals that Big Pharma wants you to take in order to live better. It's what I refer to as living better chemically. I believe in the second process, living better nutritionally, and that's what I wanted to address, and that's what I usually do here on Doug's Good Day Health Show, is talk about the nutritional end of life that seems to be missing in the understanding of a lot of people, simply from the fact that if their bellies are full and they're not hungry, then their dietary needs have been met. Of course, that's rather silly, that kind of thinking, because you can fill your belly with potato chips and dip. Doesn't necessarily mean that your body is getting the nutritional requirements that are necessary. We know that there are billions, just billions of chemical processes happening every second inside the body that you don't even think about. If you got up and walk across the room to get a drink of water or something else, and then return back to where you were at the workstation, if you're working from home or in an office somewhere, or if you're just watching TV, or you're taking care of some other need around the house, and then you go back to where you were a moment ago, you never give a thought other than the fact that, well, I need to stand up and walk over there. You don't even think that. You just stand up, walk over there, turn around, walk back, and sit down. And the hundreds and hundreds of muscles that are involved with you doing that, you never give a second thought to it because it's all under automatic control. Well, the processes inside the cells are under an automatic control as well, being regulated by the brain. Nothing starts happening inside the body without the brain telling it to happen. And nothing stops from happening without the brain telling it to stop happening. You know, just something as simple as digestion. Digestion begins when you smell something at a distance. Like you walk into a room and someone's making your favorite pasta or your favorite steak or your favorite salad dressing or whatever else. And as soon as the brain picks up those aromas, the processes of digestion have begun. But they did not begin until the nervous system, picking up that sensory, that aroma, that smell, starts initiating the process of digestion. And then when the digestion has finished, it doesn't just finish because there's nothing left to digest. The sensory system inside the body, in the stomach and in the small intestine and in the pancreas and in the gallbladder and in the liver, all sense that the chemical balance of what you just ate is changing. And so it says, okay, that's enough. We're going to move it from the stomach to the small intestine now. And we're going to move it from the small intestine now into the larger portions of the small intestine until it's ready to go into the colon, which, of course, takes about 24 hours from the time you eat something till the time it's removed, the waste is removed from the body. And all of that, you never think about. You never think about the blood flowing through the little filtration pockets inside the kidneys called the glomerular filters, millions of them in each kidney. You never think about that because that's all automatically being done without you having to give a thought. Well, I think my right kidney is filtering now. I think I can feel it shifting off to the left. You know your kidneys work that way. Both kidneys are not filtering at the same time. Kidney will filter, and then after a while, the other kidney will filter, and then the first one starts to recover from the filtering processes without you ever giving a thought to it. Now, I could go on and give you a lot of different other ideas regarding the eyes or your joints or the elimination system or how your immune system is triggered by things. Again, these things don't happen independently. They happen because the brain is telling these things to happen. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com and a regular here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. In fact, Doug is coming to see me next weekend here in the Salt Lake City area so that I can take care of him using the particular procedures and systems that we do here in the sense of making sure his nervous system is working the way it's supposed to work, which is, of course, what I'm talking about. Now, all those little processes that I was just giving you an example of, regardless of which of the major systems, minor systems that the body uses to keep you alive, are dependent upon what you eat. Those tiny little micro processes, where I said on a nano level, just, you know, even on a molecular level, taking place inside cells to do the process of the liver cell or the heart cell that have the needed nutrition that's necessary for them to operate correctly, will make up a portion of the tissue. And as long as that portion is working and other portions of that tissue is working, you're going to have a healthy kidney, or you're going to have a healthy ovary, or you're going to have a healthy eyeball or whatever else. And the problem that begins to show up as we age isn't the fact that we're getting older. It's the fact that certain levels of malnutrition begin to show up because your body cannot use that creamy filling inside of an Oreo cookie and use it in place of calcium. It can't take those greasy French fries at your local convenience store and use it in place of copper or iron or magnesium. These things must be present in the diet in order for certain chemical processes that are dependent on iron or dependent on copper or dependent on some of the trace minerals of which, like selenium, that's necessary for your thyroid to work correctly. The amount of selenium that your body will need and use in an entire lifetime would fill a teaspoon, and that's it. But if it does, you don't have it, eventually the thyroid is going to have problems getting some of the job done that's necessary. When we have diets that are depleted in iron, and I'm not talking about a metallic iron, I'm talking about iron that comes from Mother Nature. Well, of course, you know, iron ore is the product of, you know, Mother Nature, if you want to give her the credit for the entire planet. But it has to be, minerals have to be coupled with plants in order for your body to utilize them. Now, a lot of times, our mineral supplements are nothing more than just finely ground up rocks that would be better placed in your home garden so that that mineral will get into the soil in a metallic form. The plant, through the sunlight and through water and through the minerals that are in the soil, can produce, whether it's a pepper or corn or a tomato or squash or whatever else, will take that mineral out of the soil in the form you can't use and bring it into the plant into a form that your body can absorb. So whether you get it from plants or something that ate those plants, you finally get that mineral in a form that your body can actually utilize. So many supplements on the market right now, if you read the label, you know, like calcium, the most common form of calcium that you'll find in calcium supplements is calcium carbonate, which is chalk, which is what the mountains are made of. Limestone is essentially calcium carbonate. But it's cheap. And because of food labeling laws, mineral suppliers can get away with putting a ground up rock in a pill and tell you that this is a good, healthy, Mother Nature oriented supplement form of calcium, which is the truth. Mother Nature made the rocks. Or God, whatever you, the heavenly host, whatever you want to credit for this. It came from the earth, but it doesn't mean that it's in the form that the body can properly use. But I'm using calcium as an example because calcium is so important to so many functions inside our body that we actually have an organ to regulate the level of calcium that's in the bloodstream. It's called the parathyroid glands. And the parathyroid glands have a hormone, actually two of them, that regulate the amount of calcium that's in the bloodstream. All the other minerals that are required for life, of which there are scores of minerals, most of them in such small amounts that I said a lifetime of that mineral would just fill a teaspoon. Those levels are regulated by the kidney. Now, when we get back, I want to talk more. We're going to go to break. And when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about this in the sense about how vital even the smallest amounts of these things are necessary for proper function to take place. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. So I'm talking about calcium, and I want to talk about some other minerals, but the thought just came to mind. If you are having problems with your heart, and let me tell you, the number one cause of heart disease is malnutrition. There are certain things that appear in foods, rich, good, strong, organic foods that are absolutely necessary for the heart to work correctly. Over time, when we are missing these particular ingredients, the heart starts to break down. The heart muscle gets weak. The valves get weak. They don't close properly. They don't open properly. The heart begins to swell. You get cardiomegaly, which is where the heart begins to get bigger and bigger. It gets bigger because it has to work harder to get the same job done that it did in an efficient small size. Now, there's something called the calcium quotient, or the calcium number for the heart. And it is part of heart disease. But again, you didn't catch heart disease. You didn't go to some convention somewhere and you come home with heart disease. You didn't rub up against somebody who has heart disease and you caught their heart disease. Now, you know that's silly. Heart disease is a process that begins earlier in life, and it gets to a point where suddenly your life can be threatened by the breakdown of the heart muscle or the valves or the nervous system that exists inside the heart. And calcium has a role to play in this, because muscles will not contract without calcium. Your heart will not beat without calcium. And so you know calcium is necessary for the heart. But the calcium also can start to build up in the linings of the coronary arteries. And the arteries throughout the body, it's not just the heart. And begin to block the flow of blood through the coronary arteries. The first blood that comes out of the heart when the left ventricle pumps blood into the aorta, the first blood goes to the heart. I'm sure that's no great revelation. That only makes sense. The first blood that bleeds off of the aorta goes to the coronary artery structure. So the heart gets the first amount of blood, and so the heart gets the first food content of the blood, because obviously that thing's got to keep beating if we're going to be alive. But the body, if the serum calcium is high enough and there are certain factors missing in our diet, the body will start depositing calcium along the lining of the arteries. Now, it's not just in the heart. When I take x-rays of patients and I see calcium lining the carotid arteries on an x-ray, I kind of point this out to him and tell him, you probably ought to go get this checked, because it's part of the plaquing mechanism that takes place in the heart. The heart isn't getting plaque built up in the linings of the coronary arteries because it doesn't have anything better to do. So let's just get rid of all this excess calcium here. The calcium and the cholesterol that are making up the plaquing that line the coronary arteries is a result of, it's a Band-Aid. It's simply a Band-Aid that your body is using to lay down over inflamed arterial walls. So the problem isn't that we've got calcium building up in the heart, though we do, and though it is. It's why. Why is the calcium building up in the lining of the heart? So that's going to take more than a couple of minutes to explain because we're coming up to a break here. And when we get back from the break, I want to tell you why that takes place and why that calcium number for your heart is so vital. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The daylight abduction of a group of U.S. citizens in Mexico highlights the perils of crossing the southern border into territories run by drug cartels. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the Mexican government has lost control of its territories because of the money and number of drug cartels in country. Senior advisor at Global Guardian Rob D'Amico on Fox News says American sovereignty is being disrespected around the world.
It actually does. I've been in lots of these, both Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. We've chased people all over Africa and brought them back for piracy. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. It's a case of mistaken identity. They were going down there. They got lost. You have to check travel alerts. I work for Global Guardian, puts those out all the time.
In the Mexico kidnappings, two of the U.S. citizens were murdered, and two others have been returned to the United States. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, I was talking about that calcium number. And there's two different scales that I'm aware of. There may be more than that. Not being a cardiologist, but I certainly understand the heart because half of my patients are over the age of 40. And depending on their diets and their nutritional factors and their exercise quotients and other things, people in their 30s and 40s can start having heart problems where that was unheard of in their grandparents. But here's the problem. Too many of us have a high carbohydrate diet. And carbohydrates are just sugars. And I've said this before, it sounds a little controversial, but it's the truth. Whether you're eating a bowl of broccoli or a Snickers bar, at the end of the day, and when that stuff breaks down, it's still sugar in the bloodstream. Now, you're not going to get a lot of vitamins and minerals with the Snickers bar. You'll get vitamins and minerals with the broccoli. But when your body digests that broccoli as best it can, what's left is sugar. That's why we have carbohydrates in our diet, is for the sugar that it brings into the bloodstream. Now, when we have elevated levels of sugar in the bloodstream, we have elevated levels of insulin. And the idea is that when you have a meal that is more protein and fat and less carbohydrate, you don't have these big blasts of insulin taking place. when we have diets that are high in carbohydrate, like breakfast cereals, mid-morning snacks, eating out at lunch, and at dinner with desserts, and we have this constant flow of insulin that doesn't really get a chance to lower the levels, and insulin is caustic to the linings of the arteries. And the more high carbohydrate diets we have, the more weight we put on, the higher the insulin levels are inside the body, the more our blood vessels begin to be irritated by the corrosive effect of the insulin on the arteries. And so when you have high insulin levels all the time, you have a high corrosive action taking place. You start creating lesions, little sores inside the lining of the blood vessel. Your body, your brain picks that up. Oh, yeah, we've got it. Let's put a Band-Aid on that. And it starts laying down a mixture of calcium and cholesterol in order to soothe and help that lesion heal underneath that placking. But when the cause of it continues, our dietary choices continue, our lack of exercise continues, the stress levels of life aren't changed, we keep dealing with the same stress without taking attempts or making attempts to change it, we keep the same eating patterns, we keep the same high levels of insulin, we keep the same high level of corrosive action, and so we get more placking and more placking and more placking, and then all of a sudden you got a blocked artery. And the strange thing about that, it's happening at younger ages all the time. Now, did they catch a younger age bacteria? No, of course not. It's the diets that create this kind of stuff. And so while life is dependent upon calcium, our dietary choices can make calcium a killer inside of our bodies. You know, does that mean we stop taking calcium? No. Your nervous system, your nerves will not send their signal without calcium. Muscles will not contract and relax without calcium. Your eyes cannot see without calcium. You can't swallow your food without calcium. And the heart will not beat without calcium. And so that's why there are calcium channel blockers, certain drugs that are used to slow down the contraction of the heart when we have high blood pressure. Now, we don't have high blood pressure because we have too much calcium. We have high blood pressure for the thing that I just spent 3 or 4 minutes trying to explain. Our diets bring us our high blood pressure. And so rather than getting really serious about changing our lifestyle, and it's easy to drop blood pressure naturally, we'll take drugs. And one of the drugs that inhibit the adrenal's effect upon the heart, drugs that will affect the nervous system's effect upon the heart. Interestingly enough, in the heart, about 1% of the heart cells are called the pacemaker cells. They're at the very top of the heart. And those pacemaker cells are the cells that create the electrical signal down the bundle of His, what's called the bundle of His, to cause the heart to beat. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. And the lub is the contraction of the heart muscle and the opening of the valves. The lub, or the dub that follows, is the reverse action of that. So you should have lub-dub, rest, lub-dub, rest, lub-dub. And now I could spend a whole other hour on that. The important thing here is that the older we get following the standard American diet, the more malnourished we become. The more malnourished, the more the heart muscle suffers, the higher the insulin levels, the more the heart is scarred by the insulin levels that never get a chance to relax. And we end up with heart disease. Now, this isn't what I intended to talk about when I started the program, but I just kind of drifting in this direction because it's the number one killer in Western society, not just America. So what is it? What is it that it's not a virus? It's not a bacteria, although there are viruses and bacteria associated with certain kinds of cardiac problems. You have to go back in history, in the history of our country, to a point where we didn't have heart disease. And at the beginning of the previous century, the 1900s, even before World War I, you didn't read anything about heart disease in the literature. It just wasn't there until the first article in the New England Journal of Medicine showed up. It's around 1911, 1912, somewhere in there. And a fellow writing an article that was published in the New England Journal said, hey, I just lost a patient, and on autopsy, we found this gooey, placky stuff inside his coronary arteries. Has anybody else seen anything like that out there? And, that, you know, I'm paraphrasing it, but can you imagine an article like that today showing up? No, there must be 100 different heart journals that are out there. It's not, you know, not just the Journal of Hypertension or the Journal of Cardiology. There's so many other different kinds of journals about the heart, and they're talking about all the different things that they've discovered about this and about that. The number one discovery that people make, who their cardiologist tells them, well, you now have congestive heart failure, or you now have congestive heart disease, or you now have high blood pressure, or whatever else. Here are the drugs I want you to start taking. That is a downhill process. Yeah, it might keep you alive a little bit longer, but you're going to lose energy. You're going to lose your strength. You're going to lose your initiative because of that heart isn't beating like it's supposed to be, like Mother Nature intended. There's going to be something that has to pay the price for that. Now, the alternative to that is the changing of the lifestyle. And that begins with changing the diet, moving away from the foods that have robbed the heart of the vital nutrition in the sense of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes that I was talking about, and back to something that comes from the earth rather than food processing plants. And you know what I mean. I don't have to get specific about that. This is why I love farmers markets, because you can get food directly from the earth without it having gone past or gone through a bunch of other kinds of handling. And, of course, they're seasonal. They're not there all the time. But you can still shop in supermarkets for organic foods. Oh, we have Dr. Jack, but they're a little more expensive. In some cases they are, but not in all cases. But an interesting thing begins to show up when you move your diet more towards organic foods. You find out you don't need as much. In the hypothalamus, it's this organ, this gland that's inside just underneath the brain at the top of your brainstem. It's sitting there and it regulates hunger. And it doesn't just say, oh, the stomach's empty, we're hungry. It will give you what are called the hidden drives for hunger, the hidden messaging, I forget the exact terminology for it, but it's when you are lacking in something in your diet that the hypothalamus knows it needs to be there, and the blood is running through the hypothalamus, and there's all these little workers in the hypothalamus. Oh, there's the copper, yeah, there's the calcium, there's the magnesium, there's the selenium, you know, and here's, oh, wait a second. He's missing this. He needs this. The brain can't work without this. And this could be a lot of different things. So a hunger is created inside of you for a steak, or a hunger is created inside of you for organic grapes or raisins, or a hunger exists for pickles and peanut butter. This is where these crazy hungers come from with pregnant women. Because as that baby is developing inside of her, that baby is going to steal, beg, borrow, abscond with every little last nutritional element that mother has. The baby will steal it from her to make sure that the baby has what it needs to continue the development of its eyeballs, to continue the development of its ovaries, to continue the development of its heart or its thyroid. And so mom suddenly wakes up in the middle of the night, honey, I need some dill pickles and pistachio ice cream. What? What? Well, that's where that's coming from. But it's not just for a woman who's pregnant. It's for all of us. We get these little hidden hungers that start showing up, and you need to listen to it. But because of laziness or ignorance or something else, we just reach for the bag of potato chips we didn't finish with when we were watching a movie the night before, or there's some leftover popcorn or something like that. Suddenly the belly's full, the alarms go off, but that hidden hunger is still deep inside there. And the heart needs whole food vitamin E, not tocopherol oils. Tocopherol oils, which is right there on the label, it'll say alpha tocopherol, beta, delta, whatever. Those are the antioxidants that are a part of the whole food vitamin E complex. but your heart will weaken and eventually quit working without whole food vitamin E. And one of the best sources of that is whole grains, an organic form of whole grains, whether you put it in cereal or put it in bread or whatever else. When we went from whole grains to white bread, that's when heart disease started. That's when obesity started. And whether it's rice, that we take the bran off of it, the whole grain brown rice, and turn it into white rice is the same as white bread. There's some starch in there, a tiny bit of protein, but that's it. And you eventually, not only will you, you know, put on the weight, your heart will begin to suffer after a while because of that. Now, I know this program has been kind of scattered. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, another podcast, right in heart, I've got several podcasts in there that go into great length about what I've only touched on in this program now. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com under the podcast search bar. There's three search bars there, right in heart. And you'll see a whole bunch of them show up, and you can, I'm telling you about, if you listen to all those, you'll know about more about the heart than your cardiologist does. That's not brag, that's fact, because it comes from research. So, I guess that should be it. I'm going to be joining Doug here, good old Dr. Doug here, in a few moments. Just to tell you again, Doug's going to be with me this coming weekend. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and me to finish out this week's program.
Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-51.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The focus I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Off we go into the world of medicine. The medical expertise in this portion of the Good Day Health program is coming from Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Nooka chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, all-around good guy, very good friend of this program and of mine personally. I love his wife and him to the point where this weekend I spend it with you trying to figure out what, from Jack's perspective and more from Mary's perspective, is going on in my body. So this is my trip to the snow country. Is there still, I'm going to see a lot of snow still, right?
Are you kidding?
Salt Lake City?
A few more feet. A few more inches. We will have 700 inches at the ski resorts. That's almost 60 feet. Almost six stories of snow. The talk now is, if we don't get any more snow than we normally get, we are going to be flooded this spring.
Well, that's good, because the Great Salt Lake has been down. Well, this will help fill it back up again, right?
Yes, it will.
It'll get it to that. Yeah, exactly.
People are already getting sandbags.
Really?
In their backyards that have 4 feet of snow.
You won't have to, because you're up on top of the mountain. You're not going to have any problem with that. You've got leaks in your roof. But
I'm going to take you to the house, even though it's being repaired because of a leaky roof. You will not believe the snow at our house.
I want to see it. Yeah.
Right. Yes, I'm going to take you to show it to you.
Jack has a weekly podcast associated with Good Day Health, and in the most recent podcast, his conversation about cholesterol level and drugs and all the stuff that Jack doesn't like, and what the numbers mean and what they don't mean, and the fact that heart attacks have skyrocketed. This would be a good conversation for you and Ken to have together, to have the different, the contretemps, if you will, the different points of view here, because I know you don't think the cholesterol number is a value at all, and
not Ken unless it gets
you
above 400.
Yeah, well, mine I think is 204 this year, up about 20 points from last year for whatever the reason. But my good cholesterol is higher higher, that number is higher than it was last year. So what I know for you, that's nonsense. Who cares? The fact that people engage themselves with physical labor, you know, you're talking about snow, people lifting, shoveling snow, doing that sort of thing. There is an issue with male fertility. Apparently, the harder you work, the better your sperm. Is that something that makes sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, the harder you work, the greater the levels of testosterone your body makes.
Yeah. All right. So there
and
you
the
go.
Testosterone, every organ in the body needs testosterone. And probably outside of human reproduction, the most important organ is the brain and the heart.
Yeah.
They are dependent on
blood flow.
Testosterone. And when your T levels get low, man, you don't have the drive, you don't have the push, you don't have the get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather sit there and watch some 50-episode, you know, series on TV
rather than
getting around and cleaning up your life. Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded like preaching, and I take that back.
No, so we'll test that. I'll talk about it after I've been there this weekend. By the way, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts are available. It does not cost you anything. They are free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's talk about the toxins in the air. A lot of people have been focused on what happened, the fallout that came about as a result of the train crash in eastern Ohio. But you've been doing some research that suggests that there is this kind of stuff all over the place, not just there.
Well, it's backyard burning. Just normal backyard burning. All plastics are almost always involved to some degree, so there's always some level of dioxin emissions. And the thing about these dioxins that East Palestine, Ohio got all the attention for is that dioxins are what are called PBTs, persistent, bioaccumulative, and toxic. They stay around. They don't
go away.
One of the downsides of the plastic innovation into our lives is that when you burn a plastic, they don't go away. And these things are not only highly toxic, but they end up in the food chain because the dioxins go into the air with the smoke and the cloud and all those horrible pictures we had of that train explosion where they purposely burned the stuff, the vinyl chloride. And that comes down and it lands on the plants. And it doesn't get washed off in the rain. And so our farm animals, the commercial farm animals, private farm, whatever, end up eating that stuff. And it gets into the fat. And just like in humans, where do we store toxins in our body?
Fat.
We store heavy metals in the marrow of the bone, but you're right. The toxins end up in the fat. And it tends to make us more obese because the fat cells swell up bigger. You know, you have about the same amount of fat cells in an adult as you had as a baby.
Really?
They're just
tiny. I don't know that. Really?
But the fatter is only because the fat cells got bigger and bigger. What is triggering them? To get bigger and bigger.
All right. Careful of what you're burning in your backyard, but
Absolutely. Also
you got to wonder about the incinerators in these local communities as well. All right. There's a word to the wise. Some interesting things for you and how it'll affect you and growing food, that sort of thing. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.